proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. The wickedness of the world is a snare for the believer. Even so, Abraham's nephew Lot fell into the trap and attractions of Sodom and Gomorrah. The iniquity of these cities was overflowing, and God's judgment was coming. Genesis 18 tells us of three divine messengers who visited Abraham's tent near Hebron. Here, God's promise to Abraham of an heir was given again, even though Sarah thought this was impossible because of her age. The angel of the Lord said, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Indeed, God's promise came true as Isaac was born a year later. As Abraham's guests were leaving, he walked with them along the road to Sodom. All of a sudden, there was a moment of hesitation. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?" He knew the character of Abraham, but he also remembered the promise he made to him. He knew that all nations would be blessed because of Abraham. God, in his omniscience, his wisdom, saw the complete story of his dear friend. God's wisdom was on display, establishing his plan of redemption. Now, the Lord revealed to Abraham the impending destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. As the two angels continued toward the cities, Abraham stood before the Lord. He then drew near as an intercessor. Although Abraham knew of the wickedness of Sodom, his heart was heavy for his nephew Lot. Communication was no doubt sparse over the past few years, but Abraham truly loved his nephew. He remembered giving Lot the first choice of land when conflict arose between their servants. His mind raced back to the daring rescue of Lot after he was captured during the Battle of Sodom. Lot had lost everything and was nearly killed, yet he chose to remain in Sodom. Abraham was no doubt grieved by the choices of Lot, yet he was his faithful intercessor. Now Abraham began pleading his case before the Lord with two main questions. First, he said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" Abraham was reminding God of his nature, believing he would care for his own. Second, he asked, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" Here we see Abraham's prayer was filled with bold humility. He asked God to spare Sodom, not to excuse their sin, but because of the righteous who live there. Abraham's prayer revealed his heart. He understood what was at stake, and believing God would hear and answer him, he prayed specifically. He asked God to spare the city for 50 righteous, then 45, 30, 20, and finally for 10 righteous. God listened to his friend, promising he would do this. While we admire the persistence of Abraham's prayer, we can also appreciate the negotiation that took place. In the Middle East, bartering is the accepted etiquette of business. You see, the scene in Genesis can be played out in the streets of the Shuk, the open-air markets in Jerusalem. $50, the shopkeeper offers for the product. "Too much. I'll give you 20, you say. And back and forth you barter, bringing the price down until the purchase price is agreed upon. And the custom of bartering is welcomed, giving value to the owner. Bartering is built on relationships first and business second. Also, bartering shows intentionality as the buyer truly wants the item. Even so, Abraham knew what or who he was praying for. He valued Lot as God valued him. This is the heart of the intercessor. Abraham believed that the eternal destiny of Lot and Sodom depended on his prayer. This is the heart that God wants in us. Abraham cared for people made in the image of God, interceding for a city that deserved judgment. Unfortunately, Lot's testimony was powerless, and only four people were saved. The cities were destroyed. Yet, God did answer the intent of Abraham's prayer, as Lot was rescued. What a gracious God! Abraham was a man of faith, and because of this, God specifically revealed the fate of Sodom to him. God's purpose was to draw out of him an intercessor's heart of love. Even so, Jesus is the intercessor and advocate on behalf of his children. As Christ intercedes for us, we are called to intercede for others. The key to intercession is knowing our omniscient God. With the boldness of prayer, we can stand in the gap for others. This prayer pleases God and makes an eternal difference. I want to thank you for joining us today. Now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.